You know, Bosai, today is the last day of the Zman, Tavshin Pei Beis. We had a long Zman together, Baruch Hashem, a long winter. The winter actually extended to the very, very last few days. I'm still wearing a sweater. Today on the English calendar is March 28th. Usually Purim time already, even when Purim is earlier. Usually it's warm outside. This year, for some reason, it was cold and it's still cool outside. Everything is on its head a little bit. A very long Zman, a very beautiful Zman. A very, very fruitful Zman, a very, very special Zman. Time to reflect. And time as well to think and plan ahead about Bein HaZmanim. Many of you are going to Poland tomorrow. Most of the rest of you are going back to your homes for Pesach, or you'll be with your families for Pesach, which is very, very nice and special and beautiful. I want to talk about four quick things to have us keep in mind as we prepare ourselves for Bein HaZmanim. Bein HaZmanim is a very, very special time. Bein HaZmanim is a time that is not the regular Zman. It's not the regular Zman. I'm not expecting anybody in this room to be on the Madrega of the big Gedolim, that their Bein HaZmanim was like, okay, instead of learning like, you know, 12 hours a day, they learned 11 and a half hours a day. And like, you know, Rabbi Willick said last week in his Q&A, that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, instead of wearing his shoes in Mithnah, he should wear slippers in Mithnah. I'm not talking about that. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Baruch Hashem, we had a beautiful Zman, but we're going to have a Zman. I want to suggest four things, four tips that we should keep in mind throughout Bein HaZmanim, from the day we leave this yeshiva until the day we come back. And the way to remember them is MLKK. Not Martin Luther King. MLKK. MLKK. First thing I want to talk about briefly is the importance of minyan. M is minyan. Minyan. I didn't say daven. I do believe you should daven also. But I believe a person should daven with a minyan. We're all going to be in communities that, Baruch Hashem, are flanked, are blessed with minyanim galore. No one here lives in a place where if I don't daven at the 6 o'clock minyan, I won't have a minyan. No such thing. There's 7 o'clock minyanim, 8 o'clock minyanim probably in most places you live. Even 8 o'clock, 8:30. Keep your eye on the clock for Shalom Sabbat Kriya Shema. You don't want to miss Shalom Sabbat Kriya Shema. But on both sides, minyan. Minyan should be part and parcel of our schedule. I don't mean chakras. I didn't say chakras. I didn't make an S-L-K-K. I meant an M. M-L-K-K. You know? It can stand for minyan. It can also stand for mincha and for ma'ariv. M-M. M-M. Ooh. Three M's. Rabosai. Rabosai. The tzura. The way our day, it should be shaped around minyanim. Shaped around. I'm not saying that you... It's how do I plan my day? I'm planning out Bein HaZmanim. The first thing I plan out is minyan, yeah. What time am I which minyan am I davening shachas at? Where am I davening mincha? Which ma'ariv am I davening at? Maybe I should have mincha and ma'ariv together, because to go back later for ma'ariv might be challenging. Fine. Daven mincha and ma'ariv together and you'll repeat Shema later on and kol hakavod. But minyan. Minyan is essential. Ben Torah davens with a minyan. Does that mean if you don't daven with a minyan, you're not a Ben Torah? I didn't say that. Does that mean that if you miss one minute over Bein HaZmanim, you're a bum? I didn't say it either. But when you're planning out your schedule for Bein HaZmanim, minyan should be up there on the schedule. Yeah, I'm which minyan, and I make sure. I got to tell you the truth, my friends. I grew up in a home. Minyan was so basic, so fundamental. My father, Shalita, I have vivid memories as a young boy. My father sometimes would come back late at night from a simcha or whatever he was doing. And wherever he was, he didn't have a chance to daven ma'ariv. He would get on the phone like 11 o'clock at night, or sometimes even later, and start making calls. He'd take out the shul list and call people who he knew he hadn't daven ma'ariv yet. How do you know? He knew. And he would say, okay. He'd say, you're number 10. But they were number 2. And then he'd call the third guy, you're number 10. Because they all were number 10, because by the time they get there, they'll be number 10. And you'd get a minute together. And people would come out, sometimes in the freezing cold weather, to be part of the minyan. And I was like, sometimes I had the chutzpah to ask my dad, like, Abba, like people are probably like in pajamas already. Like, he's like, what do you mean? It's the biggest chutzpah for them. They could dive on the minyan. I'm not trying just to myself that I want to give them a chance. Now, minyan also, minyan is so basic and fundamental. It should be so much part and parcel of who we are. That's the M. Minyan mincha ma'ariv. Oh, M. Lots of M's. L. The L stands for learn. Learning Torah. There can't be a day that goes by a minute now they don't learn something. Can't be. Does everyone have to learn X amount of hours a day? Each person has to know their own schedule, their own situation. Some people are going to be pulled by their families here and there. Some of you, you're going to get back to your house in America, and your mom's going to say, okay, let's go. We have to go to this doctor and this dentist and buy you a suit and go to the whatever. Okay, fine. It's great. But many of you, my guess is, just from hearing a lot of where you guys are going for Pesach, many of you are not going to be busy most of the time like cleaning out under the fridge. Many of you are not going to be, Baruch Hashem, going to be busy, doing very, very tedious, challenging acts. Baruch Hashem, we live in a very, very blessed world with a lot of affluence, Baruch Hashem, a lot of Birkas Hashem, a lot of bracha. And many of us are Baruch Hashem, are even going away for Pesach to programs, to other places. That means that we're going to have a lot of time on our hands. L is learn. Learn something. I would suggest after Shacharis in the morning, you stay in the Beis Medrash. Before you even go to your fancy bagels and lox breakfast, whatever you're going to have, your croissants and all that fun stuff. Okay, Rabosa, before you get that stuff, before you get there, my friends, sit and learn the Beis Medrash a little bit. In the shul that you're in. Half an hour. 45 minutes. If you're starving, I'm sure I'll have coffee. You can have a cup of coffee in the shuls. It's America. They probably have every shul has a few Keurig machines probably and different options of better coffee than you've probably tasted in the last 9 months probably. In every shul across the New York and New Jersey and even Canadian Canada region. On both sides, learn. I would say this, if possible, learn at least something in the morning and at night. In the morning and at night, it's not my chiddush. The pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua, "V'yegisa bo yomim v'layla." That means you should be involved in toiling in Torah day and night. I'm not forbidding you to learn Torah during the day. I'm not only staying in the morning and only in the night. It's mutter to learn whenever you want. Try to find the time. Oh, we discussed that. So good, very good. But lamaisa, just learn. The tzura of a Jew, my friends, the tzura of a Jew is that he learns. It's part of my schedule. I'm going to tell you, honestly, there's a good chance that I'm going to be busier in Beis Medrash than most of you. Why? Because we're cleaning our house, Baruch Hashem. And we're hosting my children, my married children, Baruch Hashem, and whoever else comes for Pesach to join us, Amir Tz Hashem. And it's going to be a lot of work. A lot of work. I'm excited about it. But it's a lot of work. But it's essential that built into the day is some learning. In the morning, right before you start working, before you start cleaning, before you start helping out, whatever it is, learning, morning and night, that's the L. The tzura of a Jew, Rabbi Moshe, the tzura of a Ben Torah is that every day has minyanim and has learning in it. That's ML. We're up to K and K. One, the first K is Kibud Av V'Em. Kibud Av V'Em, Rabbi Moshe, is a mitzvah that doesn't only apply during Ben Hazmanim. It applies all the time. But let me tell you a secret. For the past many months, most people, except for Zach Young, whose parents came every few days to check up on him, and are here right now, but most people didn't spend that much front-up time with their parents. Even if your parents came more than once over the course of this year, maybe your mom came, then your dad came, or your parents came, or your mom's here, or whatever the case may be, most of us didn't spend that much time up close with our parents this year. There's a mitzvah to mechaber your parents all the time. When you get back to Chutz La'aretz, to go back to spend time with your family, it's very, very important to be mahader in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Always important, but you know what? You've been in yeshiva for the entire year. You've been away. A lot of your duties that are physical responsibilities on you have not been upon you. It's a chance now to walk into your house, walk into the kitchen in the morning, say, Ma, good morning, how are you? So good to see you. What can I do for you today? Don't wait for your mother to say to you, oh, Jacob, can you please go to the store and pick up some milk and eggs and cheese? No. Say, Ma, I haven't driven my car. I haven't driven a car in 9 months. I can't wait to drive. But you know what? Not just to drive to meet my friends at Chveis, Tati's, or whatnot. I want to do a mitzvah. Mommy, when's a good time for me to bring the car to the car wash to clean it for Pesach? Mommy, when do you need me to go pick up the stuff from the cleaners? Unless they deliver it to your house, probably. Whatever the case may be, my friends. The first case, keep it avayim. It's always important again, but when you're up close, it's a schus. I had a schus. My parents came to twice this year. They came twice, thank God. Actually, if you count the summer, they came 3 times this year. Very, very special. We had a schus. My father to give a shiur twice to us this year, of course, this year. Big schus. Baruch Hashem. I know personally, when I have a chance to be up close to my parents, it's a different opportunity of kibbut avayim. So I give it the K. The first K is kibbut avayim. And the final K, and I want to suggest to everybody to keep in mind as we approach Ben Azmanim, the last K, and then we'll just chazer all the K's, all the MLKK, the last K is Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is as follows. I know you've heard this your whole life, but I want to tell you something. The main mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, my friends, is not for goyim. When you went on school trips in Lag BaOmer, and the principal would get up and say, everybody, you have to make a Kiddush Hashem because the bus driver is not Jewish, and he's going to look at the Jewish kids and see how they act, and I'm not saying that the principal is wrong. That's not the main Kiddush Hashem. The Pasuk says, regarding Kiddush Hashem, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk Barash Emor, coming up in a few weeks. After Pesach. We'll discuss it then in Ritz Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is when you walk into shul and people look at you and say, ah, he was in yeshiva the entire year. How is he davening now? Is he coming to Minyan? He's wearing a yarmulke and he walks into the gas station and he walks into the 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee, which he hasn't slurped on in a long time. And all of a sudden, like, you know, there's some chevra that watching him. Ah, look at this kid. He was in yeshiva all year. How's he behaving? How's he acting? How are his midos? How refined is he? The Torah that he's learned, is that part of his kishkas? Is that part of his being? Or, you know, it was a nice thing. You know, he went to Israel, went a little bit, but he's the same old as he was beforehand. Friends, if we look at life and we walk out into this world, you know, in yeshiva's the best. But in a certain sense, I'm not going to lie, it's a bubble. It's a bubble that I feel very, very zocha to be a part of every day. It's chus for me to be in the bubble. But it's a bubble. I don't interact with a lot of people in the world that sometimes are very troubling. I don't have a lot of the disyonos that people have just by taking public transportation, etc. I don't have any of these, it's a tremendous chus, but it's not real life. It's not proof. Many of you are going to leave yeshiva at some point, hopefully after next year. As many as we can get, as many as we can recruit. And you're going to move on to life. You move on to college, you move on to school, graduate school, jobs, professions. And that's going to be real life, it's true. But you know what? If the lessons that you learn in yeshiva and the mindset that you take from yeshiva carries you through your life, then your whole life could and will be one big Kiddush Hashem. Your whole life could and will be one extension and an opportunity to build upon that which you got in yeshiva, not just in Torah Rabbah, in your yeshiva in America, in the yeshivas that you'll be learning after you leave Torah Rabbah, whatever that is. We don't always think about Kiddush Hashem, but yeah, you go to Poland, I'm going to Poland tomorrow, on a plane to Poland, there's Kiddush Hashem in Poland. You'll interact with Jews in Poland also, and non-Jews. Kiddush Hashem is a constant mechayev and a constant opportunity, a constant zechus. And therefore, I give us all the bracha of MLKK. MLKK in Esmanin. This is not an exhaustive list. It doesn't mean you can just do these four things and then do other things that are inappropriate, chas v'shalom. But these are guidelines. Guidelines. M. Minyan. Min chamayir. L. Learn something morning and night. K. Keep it avayim. K, Kiddush Hashem. Also, we should be Zohar Abosai to live lives that are Kiddush Hashem. Shkoyach.